The following may not be true. Any and all illegal activities should be assumed to be the fabrications of trained improvisers and taken as entertainment. Any offensive views or opinions discussed are likely the result of an inability to process context and intention over predisposition and are not endorsed by any current or potential sponsors. In these cases, it should be assumed that the offensive material is likely the result of an emotional masochism within the observer. We assure offended parties it is not necessary to contact us in thanks. It is our pleasure to fulfill your want and need. Should the offended still feel the need to contact us, please do so at unopenedemail@yahoo.com. Thank you and enjoy. Life.
With guitar!
Holy shit, guys. We made it back. 841 BC, guys. License to ill. I'm sorry, travel to Illinois. Today, for the first time on the show, Nate Nagvajara. I believe I asked him. Anyway. Point is this is another goodbye, and that's why it's a license to ill. Nate's moving to Chi-Town, the Windy City, the Blowhards. Cubs fan, Sox fan, I should have asked him, damn it. Missed opportunity. Could talk baseball. Anyway, Nate the Great, Nate Nags, Nady, Naggy. I got nothing. On his way out, guys. Along to see him on his way. Always beloved, Trevor Austin and Blake Scala. Today's podcast unofficial sponsor. We're going to go with organ donation, guys. Now, as you know, it's been a while since I published, all right? So what happened is this. We did the motorcycle crash. I believe we went over that. And I had a debt. So about a month or so after that, we go to overseas. About just under 2 weeks with travel. There and back. I'm walking on it with a leg brace, right? Boom. Come back. 1 week later into surgery. Here we sit. A week after that or more. I can't remember. But I'm back hobbling around on crutches, guys. Moving pretty good. And we're in studio with the fucking boys because somebody lost somebody and they gave me something. So we got to be grateful for that, right? Today's sponsor, UPMC Cadavers, the best in town. All right. Oh, they do it for the Penguins. All right, moving on, guys. Episode 841 BC, Licensed to Ill with Nate Nagvajara, Trevor Austin, and Blake Scala. Everybody play your best sound effect, dude. Oh, fuck. You've had minutes to go.
We need our best sound.
Pull out your best sound.
Save them for when they apply, dude. They're for when applicable.
Well, now you're acting like you've got this thing on lockdown, or maybe you're just watching commercials because you can't afford to pay for your soundboard, and you're trying to
I'm
buy
not paying
time,
for the soundboard.
Dude. You're trying to buy time because you got watching trolls fight with cannons, dude.
I'm on online.
Oh, I hit the wrong one. I keep hitting the wrong one.
God, that's gotta hurt.
Yeah. That's gotta hurt, dude. Misfires. And that's why a good soundboard guy, we're gonna have to vet a lot of people, I think, you know? And that's why we brought you here today, dude.
I'm being vetted as a soundboard guy.
For the first time on the pod, Nate, I don't want to mispronounce your last name, I guess.
Nagvajara.
Nagvajara.
There we go.
Is it Nagvajara? Nail on the head?
Yeah.
Nagvajara? All right. And that was the voice of and gunfire.
Nate Nagvajara, a.k.a. Von Nagvajara, to the more esteemed.
That's how you got a lot of nicknames. That's how you roll when there's a white tablecloth out? Is that what's up?
So, I don't know. I'm
fancy name, Nate.
What was
fancy
it been name. Like? I actually like was wondering this. Like, coming here to a new city, like on a scholarship, are you allowed to talk about that? Did you have to sign an NDA?
No, I didn't sign an NDA. I can talk.
That would be so funny. That'd be so funny if you had. Owned his life for this period of time. Like, if you ever like autobiographical of this period of your life.
All bits owned by Steve Hofstetter right now at this moment.
We won't release this until you're out of there. so you can speak freely.
The reveal.
That's right, dude.
The reveal.
Right. Yeah, dude. There was your gunshot right there, you jagger.
Nate Nag tells all.
I'm the soundborn guy.
You're the soundborn.
That had to be weird. You know what I mean? Like, sucks that you're moving because, like, you were here for what, 11 months or something?
Yeah, nine.
Yeah, that sucks.
It flies by, doesn't it?
Just get, like, fit in with everybody, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. People were pretty cool here because it was like we had the Super Bowl party and you guys were already really pissed off that I was bringing bad vibes.
Yeah, you ruined the Super Bowl. Dude, why would you bring up what you did,
you did to us? We've been trying to move past that since.
7 months and I already.
I forgot about what happened.
Every time he came in the room, something bad happened, dude.
Oh, really? You were a jinx?
Yeah, he was a jinx.
Who are you guys even rooting for? Do you even remember?
Whoever the Chiefs weren't.
Yeah, we're rooting for
whoever the
Niners.
Chiefs weren't, you were rooting against the Chiefs?
We're rooting for the Niners.
No, I mean,
I'll give them credit, though. They stayed in their town. There's California through and through, right? 49ers?
Everybody stays in their town.
Yeah. No, they don't.
Their teams move once every 30 years.
I guess football does stay in their town. It's the other teams that kind of move around. Basketball teams and fucking baseball teams.
Most teams are relatively stationary.
What was the second one I said?
Basketball.
Basketball teams for sure. The Lakers. We used to be Minnesota Lakers.
Oh yeah, in like 1931.
Yeah, but they move all. They get the teams get bought and moved, and it happened in my lifetime. I remember. I just don't follow sports well enough. You should know that if you're.
I'm pretty sure the Lakers have been in LA since at least the 60s.
I just mean
they've been around a while,
dude. I don't have the sports knowledge, but I do remember in my lifetime franchises changing cities.
The Colts, the Browns.
That's what it is. Well, maybe no.
L.A. is the last one.
The Raiders, the Chargers.
All the LA teams. Right. The Raiders went to L.A. Yeah, you're right.
St. Louis.
Right.
The Rams went to L.A. That's like the big one.
Yeah.
When they were in St. Louis for a while.
See?
Yeah, what's interesting is when you get like the Browns, right? So the Browns moved to Baltimore, right? And became the Ravens. So that was the Browns. If you're a Browns fan, your team moved cities and changed names. So that's like who you would have kept rooting for. But then a new team called the Cleveland Browns came back to Cleveland. So it's like, who the fuck do you root for?
So the brand stayed in Cleveland and the whole team changed.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the team moved to another city.
5 years later, they just...
It'd be like if you moved to another city to do comedy, went by a new name, and then a new comic started here with your name.
I was like, guys, I got a replacement.
How long was it before they started another...
It did not do well.
What's up?
How long was it before they started another Browns?
5 years.
I want to say like 3-4 years, yeah.
Yeah.
96, I think they left. And what's crazy is the Ravens immediately won a Super Bowl after years of sucking as the Browns. They move to Baltimore, win one. Browns never get one. Then they get an expansion team and have to start all over. It was dark what they did.
Yeah, man. It's what's weird is, it's like I've done it. Like I had to do like two restarts, whereas like I was out in Cleveland and then I went out to L.A. for like... I started comedy pretty much in Cleveland, and then
how long were you in Cleveland?
I was there like I was in college, so I did like a year and a half there.
That's pretty decent, I'd say.
Yeah,
especially I mean, you get the feel of the town.
Yeah, I got the like that, and that was like that hits the most because like that's when I stunk.
Yeah,
like, I stunk.
You're still not what I would call very good.
All right, fuck.
No, when I was. I'm younger, like, I was way more disciplined though, dude, about comedy.
Yeah.
I do wish I still had that, but I don't. I really need to. That would be great to do that again. COVID kind of fucked that up for me. I never really bounced back.
Yeah, I was on a roll. Never bounced back.
Yep.
Yeah,
that was it.
Gonna blame
COVID.
No, I'm not saying. I'm just saying never bounced back.
I got sober during COVID and came back probably stronger than ever with like focus and a little bit of like a plan.
I was doing Zoom comedy during COVID. That's when
That's how brutal.
Took a while. The fact that you have to bring it up there, that you're like, you're on a 3-second delay with that.
I refuse to do any of that shit. I'm a good man.
I remember you telling me though in the you were maybe also on like 28 beers a day during the during the pandy.
Oh yeah, if you want to call them beers,
if you want to call them
drugs,
drugs,
28 different drugs a day. But
we did over the fucking Zoom podcast and it blew, dude.
It blew. There's no connection. It was just
there was a video podcast.
Well, we used that to see each other. You know what I mean? And then that was, I mean, because I don't know. It's better to see people when you're fucking doing a podcast with them, I think, isn't it? You want to see their faces. Yeah.
The whole thing sucked, dude.
It blew, dude. It blew.
You know what's crazy is that we just forgive the government for that act of clear abuse.
Not only that, so the fucking Secret Service just let a president get shot at like a month ago. No one gives a fuck. No one gives a fuck at all, dude.
Nope. You know what happened.
What do you have to say about that, Nag?
I heard that.
I'm in the firing squad right now.
It's just crazy the how fast the news moves. They don't give a like this. What's this week?
It's like TikTok culture. That's not what's trending right now, dude. That's so hawk to a girl. There's something new this week, dude. Trump getting shot. You're still doing that?
still doing Trump?
Ew.
Is he even relevant?
Yeah, our culture has gone to hell. This country has gone to hell in a handbasket.
There we go.
We're all going to die.
We're 4 minutes in. I was waiting for that. I was like, how quick? How
this
quick
hits harder with the tie thrown.
Yeah, I'm in a full suit and tie.
I'm waiting for him to take the fucking thing off, and I hope he doesn't have like reconstructive ear. Like, it's just like.
I was going to wear an ear bandage to the Parkway that Friday.
You should
have. But I just didn't get it together in time.
What if he has an elf ear? That would be kind of like he has like a.
It would have been cool if his whole ear got blown off.
Damn.
I just mean.
Would have been cool if he caught the
ass.
If he caught the bullet in his teeth like Ace Ventura, and spit it out and yelled right like a glove.
God dang.
Yeah, it was crazy, and nobody cares. The country's over. And like, you know, I give up. My enthusiasm for the election is gone. Like, I'll tell you who's going
to
win.
Nothing
the wrong
to see
person.
Here, but it is interesting.
And we're
going to
be doomed. And they're still going to blame Trump. They're going to be in power for 16 out of 20 years. And they're going to still be like, they're going to still somehow blame. This is the Christian right that has driven grocery prices up. I'll tell you what.
I will say the memes that are like
soundboard. You just
the memes that are Kamala being like, and when I'm president, and then they always just end with your vice president now. Do something now. And
yeah,
I'm always like, it's pretty much.
I'll fucking Muay Thai kick that bitch right in the chin. I hate her.
You hate her.
I hate her.
I hate her. Dude.
She's mentally retarded. You know. You know who should be the president, dude? I'll tell you, dude. Vivek Ramaswamy.
Vivek would have been cool.
Good luck.
Dude.
Go. Try to call me racist. You can't.
I
Vivek Ramaswamy.
He's pretty cool.
I love Vivek.
I've only heard like two or three.
Yeah, you just keep going. That's the problem.
The problem is
you'd get called racist because I just keep saying Vivek's name. You'd be like,
the guy's a beast, dude.
He knows his shit, dude.
He's so
he's
on
got
it,
a button
dude.
Down. He does. Yeah. He's quick, dude.
He's probably a scumbag. They're all scumbags.
I don't like his eyes. His eyes scare me. He doesn't blink too much.
Oh,
no blinks.
No blinks.
I thought you were going to take that into a real dark way.
He doesn't have Thai eyes. When you're talking Asians, he doesn't have Thai eyes.
No, he's, he like, imagine him on the debate stage with either one of these jack weasels. You know?
Yeah, him and RFK would be fun.
What's crazy is Kamala is borderline mentally retarded.
No, I don't know. We'll see how it goes in the debate.
And she'll still do fine because Trump's 158 and like can't really stick to what the topic is. And he's so coached now.
But
we need 2016 Trump back where he's just liable to call someone gay.
The first debate very fair. Like that first debate, they wanted Biden out.
So they were fair. This next one will be a completely different question. And we're all just going to accept it.
It'd really be showing your hand, though, if they do that.
They don't give a shit. We know their hand. They literally stole the last election and we're like, deal with it.
It's true.
What type of music you guys like? Yeah,
there we go.
What type of music do you hear?
What type of
I don't know, man. I'll tell you what kind of music I've been into.
French disco music.
I said I wasn't going to talk politics, and I am just joking. I give up. Yeah, like, it's over. The country's over.
You're already getting back into it.
No, like, that's not political.
You go, I give up.
That's not political. Yeah, that's apocalypse talk, dude. We can talk
can
apocalypse.
Can anyone even hear me? I feel like I can't hear myself at all.
I can hear you, man. Just get in
maybe
here.
Maybe you guys need
not getting into the firing squad.
He needs a little more gas.
How's that work?
Okay.
How's that work?
Music. Dude, did anyone hear Kodak Black featuring Trump just drop?
Tap that.
I showed it to Blake.
The red thing.
I did see that. I didn't hear it.
I sent it to the group chat.
I just can't hear me.
There's a lot of audio. There's a lot of recent audio
I can hear
sent in the group.
It's an absolute banger, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Did you guys see Lil Jon performed at the DNC?
Yeah, to the window to the Tim Walz.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the party of women. Sweat drip down my balls.
So you were watching the DNC.
I watched it.
Do you think
he loves it?
I
loves it.
I watched it like baseball, dude. I caught the scores in the morning.
They say that they're trying to make it packed because they have free concerts. But they did that same thing at the RNC. They had Kid Rock and fucking Hulk Hogan, dude. So that
yeah, but Hulk Hogan's not spitting. He's not spitting a bar.
No, that's what I'm saying though. Is that they're doing the same game. They're both bringing in an audience with performers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, yeah. No, people aren't yeah. there. No.
Free tickets to see fucking Kid Rock. Who's going to come?
That is a crazy lineup.
Let me tell you
Republicans.
Come. I'll just say this out front. If any one of you motherfuckers says one negative word about Hulk Hogan, I'm getting out and I'm leaving.
Okay? I thought you were going to say about Bob.
Bob Ritchie?
No. Bob Rock.
Yeah, Bob
Mr. Rock. Mr. Kid Rock?
Yeah, that's Bob Ritchie. His real name is Ritchie.
He goes by Bob Rock.
No, Bob Rock is actually Metallica's old producer. Is so it? You actually fell into a thing, yeah.
You fell into my trap. Funny. That I
tangled web, it was.
Metallica trap.
Dude, are you a Metallica guy?
No, fuck Metallica.
I'm not a big Metallica guy.
I'll fucking beat
that.
Up Lars Ulrich.
There's a bunch of older guys really into Metallica.
They got that one good song.
Nate, what were the old guys into when you were young? When I was, that's what I just said. Because I'm way older than you, so it's different.
What
like
the old guys do to you.
The way you said it's like, how did they use
music wise?
Yeah, what would you? What do you like? It's funny because what he considers classic rock, we probably
that's
consider
what I'm saying.
A workout.
That's
mix.
What I'm saying. Exactly. It's like Nirvana's for sure classic rock.
Oh, you want to know? It's like a classic. Like a what's the song? It's like Dancing in the Moonlight. You know
that's
that
an
one?
Oldie. That's an oldie and a goodie.
That's like people rediscover.
That's Van
that
Morrison,
one.
I believe.
Nate will text me like once a week and be like, dude, check out this Beatles song. And it's just Let It Be.
We got it's not. It's a deeper cut. It's
it
a
is.
Deeper
I'm
cut.
Dicking
it's
with him. It is.
No, because we got in a fight where you're like, you don't even know the deep cuts.
What was the song?
I don't remember. I blocked him.
How do you not remember, Nate?
The one with God.
You know, the strawberries and the... No,
no it wasn't that. It was like the... It's not Eleanor Rigby, but it's like about like a sad lady. You know what I'm talking about? They have a lot of those where it's like they're telling like the story of a sad woman.
Yeah.
Bad guy.
What?
Bad guys. Is that what you said?
Yeah. What's his name? John Lennon was genuinely a horrible person.
Yeah, he's a monster.
Was he?
Communist asshole.
Okay. I thought you didn't open with wife beater. You opened with...
He had some redeeming qualities, of course.
Well, he did beat the shit out of that Chinese lady, but the thing
somebody
is...
Somebody said... had a good
if
joke.
Everyone who's joke. Ever met Yoko Ono wanted to beat the shit out of her, so he gets kind of a pass, you know?
She was kind of like the first Rihanna, because she went. I don't know if that's a lot, but she went right back. And everyone's like, "Yoko, he doesn't."
I didn't know what your
she
reference
knew what
was.
She had. Like a Chris she knew back. What she had. She was like, "This guy's a fucking."
Well, here's
winner.
The vibe: was apparently he cheated on her all the time, and he would beat her. And
he's a rock star.
Do you know the song? I have to admit, it's getting better.
Yeah,
that song was supposedly about his rage problem. Which nice. Is so funny because it's like, funny. What's been getting better? Her behavior? That was one of my first 15 jokes.
That's pretty good. What's been getting better? Her behavior. Yeah. He's still an asshole.
She's Leaving Home. That's the song I sent Trevor.
She's Leaving Home.
She's
do you know stinks. That one? I don't know that one. That one's good.
He's struggling. He's struggling to find it. Come on. Come on.
Oh, there it is, dude. There it is.
Yeah. I also don't like Pink Floyd, dude. Oh, there.
Pink Floyd's got some bangers, but you can't just be religious about it, dude.
You know what's interesting is since I quit doing drugs, I realized I don't like...
A lot of music?
Any music, yeah. I like Sexy Red, Pound Town.
You do like Sexy Red.
That's a banger.
Dude, do you know what rips is Christian rap, dude?
Yeah, yeah.
97.9, I think it is, plays fucking Christian rap sometimes, and man, it's fucking bangers.
There's some really
dude.
Funny ones.
They're good, dude. No, I mean, like, these...
Some of them are good.
They're fucking good, dude.
Taking and the leg out.
I'm getting this fucking pad off. I have an ice pad, which is awesome.
I've played for
but right now it's
Blake
hard.
A lot of the MAGA rap. We listen to that sometimes on the way to shows.
I've heard... what's that? Bryson
Gray.
Bryson Gray,
that's
yeah.
Corey's guy.
Yeah.
There's
the
one...
Alexander guy.
There's one who had his kid make a song, and it has his the kid. Greatest lyric I've ever heard on any song.
And that is?
He says... It's a song called Let the Boys Be Boys and Let the Girls Be Girls.
Oh, right.
yeah. And in the second verse, he drops this bar.
This kid? How old's the kid?
He's like 10. And he says, listen to this. He says, spreading Christ's word is my mission now. Walking through my hood, Nerf gun like I'm Rittenhouse.
Oh, wow. Oh, man.
That's a banger.
That's sick, dude.
The first time I heard that, I about fucking crashed the car.
That's sick, dude.
That is objectively hilarious.
Oh, clown car, man. What are you doing? What are you doing?
Dude, that rips. That rips a lot.
It does
dude.
Rip hard, dude. That's just so funny.
Dude, you got to check it out, though. 97.9, I believe it is.
I won't do it.
You got to, dude. It's
I've
on,
been listening
it's on,
to
I would think it's on late.
Talk radio, dude. That's what I like.
I do some of that. I do some of that. I get lost in podcasts a lot, but then
is that on AM fucking stations?
Yeah, I actually do podcasts, but there was definitely a time in my life where I was listening to a lot of talk radio.
Yeah, dude.
Like local talk when they're
local, sports, and Limbaugh, baby.
That's when my bus driver used to listen to Limbaugh, and we all hated it.
That's a tough listen.
That's so funny to make kids sit through, dude.
45, and I was the first kid on, which meant I had the longest ride, and the last kid off because for some reason they didn't do it in reverse. It's the stupidest shit. So yeah. I had 45 minutes a day. I rushed Limbaugh as a
kid. Morning and afternoon?
Yeah.
Rush Limbaugh? That's crazy.
Well, I don't know what it was, but it was Rush Limbaugh for sure was the memory. That's for sure.
That's great.
Yeah, dude. That guy was nuts. It was fun. We killed like one bus driver. We claimed to because he was a heart attack. And then we went through like four or five other ones, dude. And then finally the guy who owned the company.
Allegedly killed.
Took over our route. That was the only way to fucking get it fixed. Because he was the one, because since he was the owner of the company, if the parents wanted to sue, it was like him anyway. You know what I mean? So he's like, fuck it, it's worth it. I'm going to hit a kid. No, I don't know. He's a good guy.
Did you ever see it? Did you ever
bailed,
see
you bailed, bailed.
You probably didn't. You're young enough. Did you ever see a teacher hit a kid?
I never saw a teacher hit a kid.
I saw it a couple times. Yeah.
Wow.
The shop teacher.
At a public
dude.
School?
Yeah. The shop teacher twice. Two different shop teachers.
Fist? Wow. Open or close fist?
And like everyone was like, every one of the kids, like if you were like, I remember once I was a freshman and there were seniors who were like, yeah, it'll happen once a year. Mr. Hughes, he gave a kid an open handed like jab to the chest.
Nice.
Sternum. And it was a sternum jab.
Yeah.
And like, ooh. Dude, he gave me one of those before. It was fucking,
I believe
like
it.
He gave every, that was like his thing. Like he would,
oh,
hit
knuckle,
you in the sternum.
Knuckles right?
To the sternum. Oof. Almost like if you're like a sternum rub, like if you're doing the death rattle, only you were fine and you just like misused a piece of equipment.
Did you find yourself in the office quite a bit when you were in school?
Oh, I was constantly.
Dude,
down,
yeah.
Dude.
The principal's
like,
that'd
be a great opportunity to like fake a heart thing.
Dude, you're 12.
Fake a heart thing.
And you're looking in the eyes of Mr. Hughes. No way. Yes, sir.
You're not really ripping
you're shaping
out of,
up, dude.
Yeah.
You're not really ripping out of that situation.
Yeah, dude. He'll kill you and hide the body. He's like, you're fucked.
I always lawyer balled my way when I was in the principal's office. I was like, I made a case, you know? I was like,
I've done it.
This person's a dick and you know it. And I got fucking 3-day in school suspension one time because I put my head down on my desk and was quiet. That's the guy gave me.
Oh, yeah.
It's ridiculous. He told the whole class to work on their project or whatever it was, their individual writing. You know what I mean? I just put my head down.
There was always like a story of like a teacher like maybe 3 years ahead of me that like, oh, he threw a kid down the stairs or something. That happened like 4 or 5 times.
Yeah, there's stories
they
like that.
They always retired right before I got to him.
I never saw it, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You see, Trevor, like, I missed this. I didn't get it so much like this. You know,
yeah.
How you're said, you're like, you know, you probably see this as the denigration of our school system.
Yeah.
You probably see
kids are running roughshod. Dude.
I remember, actually, the gym teacher would, like.
What are they going to do about the kids that are. Go ahead. The gym teacher was.
He had one game where he'd just get, like, a bucket of frisbees and he'd put us in the center circle of the gymnasium.
Okay.
And we'd be, like, 7, and he'd just, like, ricochet. He'd be like, it was like, we got to work
on. Was it fun, though?
It was amazing.
Yeah, it's so much fucking fun.
I mean,
yeah.
Because I had a little athleticism. There were some kids getting doinked in the middle.
That's the fun part, dude. Is separating the children by athleticism.
He would doink.
Would it have been satisfying if no one got?
Yeah,
going?
If everyone was just dodging. Yeah.
He would go high. He'd go high. He'd go elevated, and then he.
I'm glad I'm not Shirley. That's how you were feeling.
Yeah.
Line up by how many times you got doinked. It's line 0.
Dude, we had this one kid too. He was a phenomenal athlete. Ended up playing football at Notre Dame. And he had a rifle of an arm.
Yeah.
It was so terrifying. We'd play dodgeball, And I remember he would hit kids from 40 yards, like across the whole gym, square in the face, oh as hard God. As he could. And you would, when one would happen, you'd immediately look at the gym teacher, and he would be laughing his ass off. Yeah. Dude,
he's so like, good. "This kid's gonna go pro."
It was fun, man. That's how men are made, dude.
Yeah, they were doing away with dodgeball by the time I got.
Really, no dodgeball even.
Nah. Yeah, they're not letting the kids play dodgeball.
I remember I felt really bad. I had a football and I said, "Watch." I mean, I was like, "Let me drop kick this." And my gym teacher was like, "Don't do it." And like, "Just don't do it." And I'm like, "Come on, let me." He's like, "Don't fucking do it." And then I loaded it up, cocked it from 30 yards out, smashed the ball. And then I just looked and there was this girl and we're like, "No, no, Melissa." And right in the middle. He's like, "I told you." I was like, "Come on." I'm like, "I'm 30 yards out." I'm proud of that's a coffin corner kick right there. All right.
You should have called it like you meant to do it. Be like, right after you kick it, you go, see the blonde over there? Yeah,
I was a shank. No,
Henry Hopkins.
There are goalposts, absolute shank of one. But
you can make this into a positive.
I remember one time I had two rum and cokes in eighth grade before social studies.
Yeah.
It was 10 a.m. and I walked in there, and I remember one of my friends was like, "Dude, you reek like booze." It's 10 a.m. I'm 14. So I was scared though. I was like, "Oh fuck, I do." Yeah. Like, I didn't think it would smell. I was like, "I just put in a piece of gum." I would freak out. I was like, "I had a rum and coke."
That's cool anyway.
It's like, what?
you had two rum and cokes.
Yeah, I had two rum and cokes.
Luckily, the teacher was drinking. Rum and coffee. So they couldn't fucking tell. They couldn't even smell it.
But I was scared. I can't believe I got away with that.
I had a friend who came a senior year. We had Wing Bowl. Is that a thing in Pittsburgh at all?
No.
In Philly, they have a gigantic. It starts at 2 a.m. and everyone tailgates it, and it's just a bunch of people eating wings at like Wing 6 a.m. Wing Bowl. And my friend tailgated it, and he was probably 7 Budweiser's in, and I just remember he's like, I'm gonna come into English, because he had to kind of beef with the English teacher. Immediately gets in there, just on the table, head smashes on the table, and he's out like a light. 9:48 in the morning, I'm dying across laughing.
We had I remember one time our basketball team went down to the Whipple Finals, and it was on TV.
The Whipple Finals,
yeah, Western Pennsylvania Interscholastic Athletic League.
Love that.
Duh.
So try and keep up, dude.
The Miracle Whipple Finals team.
So we were in the finals, and the camera pans across the fans for like a setup shot for the Fox Sports, the game's on or whatever. And me and my like four friends all just go middle fingers. And we're all blacked out drunk. We're in like the third row. We're just like rowdy. I smoked a cigarette in that building. It was at the Palumbo Center. This is where Duquesne plays. I just smoked a cigarette in there. And drunk, 14.
When I was a kid, all the cool...
The athletic director comes over and points right at me. And I'm like, fuck. I'm getting arrested. And the athletic director pulled the kid right behind me out.
Oh,
walks him over. There's like
narrow,
you know,
miss, dude. Like Trump.
Yeah.
Right past
I dodged it.
Grazed
it,
you, dude.
Yep.
So, anyways, right behind you.
The athletic director had a handful of DUIs in his past himself. Oh. We all knew about it. And he like kind of like talked to the kid, and then he sent him back. And like he had to have known. Like,
they're playing lawyer ball, man. Aaron Douglas. That's a lawyer
ball. Everyone behaved the rest of the game.
Like, look, I'm not going to tell your parents, but you guys better do everything I fucking say.
Yeah,
that kind of shit. Yeah.
Well, the kid goes, he knows the skeletons. He's like, what are we going to do here?
Exactly.
he has ammunition in his gun.
I think it was probably open book at that point, but we could definitely shame him, which is always fun. A good public shaming.
Yeah.
Everybody loves it.
In our school, everybody fought at the cemetery.
We did too.
We had one.
You could see it from a certain classroom. I can't remember what it was. Probably science lab. You could see the cemetery, and you had science class that day because the fights were always set up. Like, as soon as somebody scuffled in the hallway, the whole school was pressuring them, like, you are going to fight each other.
Yeah.
Like, this is a fucking thing. Exactly, dude. Exactly.
Would it be right after school at the cemetery?
That was the thing. It was right after school at the cemetery. And the school all knew. Like, all the teachers, there's no way. As an adult looking back, there's no way every single teacher in that school didn't know there's going to be a fight at the cemetery after school. But they just let them run. The teachers would just let them go, dude. Like, I don't know It was pretty cool.
Sometimes
though.
You got to let the kids fight, dude. This is how men are made. And now we don't make men; we make them.
Yeah, because if in my age, if you got in a fight with someone that went to the school, even if it was after the fact, they could get you.
Yeah,
they could get you. They could
hit you with assault charges, and like it's just different than it.
You ever see like a move that really worked? Like, so I'm just thinking of like all the freaking.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, that was weird.
Blake's vape ruined his sound. That's
crazy. Nice, dude. Do we all have Blake vape sound effects?
That's what mine does.
I lost where I was.
You saw a guy execute a sexual move.
Oh yeah, no. Like during a fight, you ever see a guy pull off a move that you're like, oh, that really works.
Oh
well, yeah.
Like a gouge of the eye. Wow,
dude. Who'd have thought?
I saw the old thumb in the eye trick. I saw this poor kid named Sean get beat up one time. And it was because his opponent figured out that he could throw a punch like he was, but it was really, he was just reaching across and he would grab his entire wrist with his hand. And then he'd just drag the wrist across. And now the guy has no defense at all. His arm's just down and across his body. You know what I mean? And he would just unload an overhand right into the side of his face. And he did it like 6-7 times till people were like, all right, dude, this is...
Yeah, he's not learning. There's a few times you're not learning. It's like, your weakness is your weakness.
Yeah, he keeps putting his hands up because he's trying to block his face. The guy just grabs his arm and drags it down like this and then waylays his ass. Did I smoke that thing? I did. Oh, well. That's all right. The sound still works, guys.
Did you ever fight at the cemetery?
I did fight at the cemetery. I fought a guy. I shouldn't say his name.
Audio just cut.
You've got yours, right?
I don't hear. I hear nothing in my phones.
I hear you.
You got that?
I don't hear anything in the phones.
You hear it?
No.
All right. Well, then it's your thing. How's that?
No.
There it is. Ass bag.
That's bad. Get back in there.
No, it's good.
Yeah.
Fucking it. Yeah. I fought a guy named Joe, and it was my own fault because Joe. I don't know. We were teasing him because his name was easily modified to Butt Miller. You know, so then we just called him Butt Miller. You know, and he told me about his ass. And he told me not to call him that anymore. But at that point, it was just more. It was more than the name. We had like an ego thing going between the two of us, and so he came up and he kneed me in the face in the study hall, and I was like, "Well, I have to fight him because that's the rules." So we're gonna go fight. So I was talking shit in the principal's office. So that's how obviously they know. You know, like I'm talking shit. In the principal's office to him as we're sitting there.
I'm going
to
kick your ass in the cemetery.
He just kneed you in the face and you're like, you're going to get it after school. Nothing happened there.
So that, well, no, because it's immediately split up in the study hall. Yeah. In the study hall. But, and anyway, we knew we were going to get our chance to fight. Why waste it there, you know? But in the parking lot of school, you might get away with it for 2 or 3. Anyway. Now we're getting in the weeds.
we're getting into the school politics of handling.
More in elementary school. Like
that kind of stuff was good. I think we should. I hate to say it. We should encourage elementary school kids to fight.
Yeah,
they can't hurt each other.
Yeah,
they really can't. And
you're
like
on concrete,
and it's a good time to learn like your physicality. You know, like this isn't my thing. You know,
I feel like they should.
Then there's some kids that are like, this is my thing.
I feel like they should be drinking.
The elementary school.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
How do you think we're getting a fight? Duh.
Definitely.
Thanks, Nate.
Sound guy, Nate.
Sound guy, Nate.
See the
you got
sound
a soundboard guy.
Me,
we got a sound guy. Well, I'm sorry.
Sound cut again for me, whatever he did.
You do the tap the little thing there, I think.
It's me. There. How's that feel?
Yep.
Man, my back's fucked up, bro.
Yeah, dude. Tell me about it.
Yeah, yours is too.
I got a bar. If that's uncomfortable for you, I got a bar stool with 3 wobbly legs. You think that would help?
Like a core exercise?
I could probably balance in the bar stool.
Yeah, I got that.
You'll probably get a broomstick if you want to sit on that.
I got a half medicine ball if you want to do something.
you mean like vertically?
Yeah.
A little bit. Vertically with like the broom up.
How? Yeah, you get it. You get it.
All right,
penetration.
Cool. Okay.
Like Jeffrey Dahmer.
A little bit of trash, dude. Are we talking trash?
Talking trash. You're already on the phone. And you're already out. And you're already out on the phone again, man.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't be looking at the phone. I'm checking something serious.
Should we feel bad that Jeffrey Dahmer was probably raped to death with a broomstick?
Wait, what? This is the first time hearing of it.
Oh, Dahmer.
You didn't know that?
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
Yeah. He was killed.
Well, it just happened last week.
He was hot for a little while again. Chicks were like, oh, he's sexy gay Dahmer. I want him.
Sexy gay Dahmer.
dude, it was cool for a little bit.
Then Trump got shot and we forgot all about sexy gay Dahmer.
God damn it, dude. Now we're on to Kamala's black. So
that's hot.
That's hot, dude. next thing you know, it's
what'll be
else.
The next thing, dude?
Hmm.
I don't RFK, know. BBL.
Ooh, actually, you know
he
what?
He comes back from Brazil with a huge ass.
I heard a funny thing about RFK. I think I'm 90% sure this is RFK.
In a last ditch skyrockets in the polls. What were you saying, Doug?
I guess, there was one time when RFK was driving back from the countryside because he's a fucking hippy-dippy guy.
He rules.
And there was a dead bear on the road. Small bear. And he says, I'm not letting this go to waste. I'll put it in my car. I'll get the skin made into something, blah, blah, blah. But he gets sidetracked. He's got to take a flight. He's a busy man. And now they're like, fuck, I can't. I don't have time to get this thing taxidermied. So his buddies, as a joke, think that they should dump it in Central Park with a bicycle like rammed into it or something like that. I guess it turned into like the biggest story of the time or whatever. It was like 10 years ago or something, I guess. But anyway, it never came to light until recently. Now he's fessed up to being the dead bear dropper, I guess. I think that's
dude,
the
truth.
His
whole life that's rips, dude. You know he used to be like a full-blown drug addict.
Yeah. Oh, really? That does rip, dude.
Yeah. And through like doing push-ups, he beat it. That's literally push-ups. What I did.
Push-ups. He beat it to death with push-ups?
That's literally what I did, dude. I was like, I think I should get a little more into strength training. Look at me now. Wearing a suit.
Confesses he left a dead bear in Central Park 10 years ago. Dude, isn't that nuts?
Yeah, he's the man.
Dude, that's what they're actually burying with whatever they're talking about now, dude.
some rogue reporter comes in. Talk about the bear, Kamala.
The bear. Why was
enough of this Israel talk. The people want to know about the bear.
Oh, man. RFK is, I think he should... I don't understand. I guess he's not even allowed on the ballot, but
no, these people.
No,
they
it's not.
There.
It's
the
not.
Devil.
It's not a Democrat thing. I think he's just not allowed by the laws. He's just not. Yeah. Doesn't have enough fucking. Like,
the laws are set up to strictly make sure Democrats only and always win. No, it's not the Constitution. It's the European Union's doing this.
This
is all the EU.
That's
and,
where I was wrong. I didn't know about
it's
that
done
part.
By, a lot of it's done by Merck Pharmaceuticals. They're pulling their strings wherever they can. And I'll tell you what. You ever heard of Bayer?
Bayer drugs?
They were recently bought by Monsanto.
No way.
And what's been happening with that is what they're doing is... They're putting gay fluoride in the water. Nate, come on back in here. You got to hear about the gay fluoride. So the fluoride turns the kids gay, which is not a problem in and of itself.
Right.
However, the kids, they're not good gay. You know what I mean?
Oh, they're the bad ones.
It's bad gay.
I didn't know that.
So it's stinking up the place.
Did they say
that? The schools in America stink.
When they were
proposing, if you walk into one, you'll know what I'm talking about.
My mom would never give us fluoride.
Yeah.
For real.
Super anti-fluoride.
Yes, that's awesome. Dude, a study just came out. I posted it on Facebook today. A study just came out confirming that fluoride lowers IQ. If you said that any time in the last 10 years, you were just a right-wing conspiracy nut. And it's like, no, yeah, like it was like common sense.
You know, you say a lot of things. You say a lot of things. Yeah.
And they always end up right.
I don't know about that. Well, they do always end up right politically.
They always end up correct.
If it's only one study, though, it has to be replicated. Or maybe it's just a census type thing.
Blake, I think I caught out of the corner of my ear there. You criticizing vape culture?
No, I asked a question.
That's
wonder what's in these vapes. I never checked.
I'll tell you what's in these vapes, dude. Glucosinate.
It is glucose, mostly. It's mostly.
A lot of glucose in
there. A lot of glucose.
Got a lot of glucose in there. I don't know.
I won't smoke a vape unless I can pronounce all the ingredients.
Oh, dude, you can't pronounce anything in here. You know what's in here? Graham and Twist.
Graham
Fruit Loop cereal.
I'm with you, Trev. I think sometimes you get all hot and bothered, but like people get so political about like fluoride, you know what I'm saying? Or like some shit like that. But if you were to say, don't put chemical. I don't know. Don't drink chemical filled water, and then they're like, I think that would make
this. What you're saying is, oh, it's only for the poor people. Who cares?
Ah, that's
you know what I mean. Like that's dark. There are poor people who have no choice but to drink that gross ass government water.
If you put Aquafina or whatever,
so bad at my house, it smells like wet dogs.
No, you can't drink that.
Disgusting.
That might actually be the good stuff.
You could drink it.
Yeah.
You got to drink it.
Water from a hose in the summer, if it's been sitting in the hose, is purified. Once the temperature gets to about 85.
The microplastics kill all the organisms.
Purify the water in the hose line. See, yeah, parasites go in and they eat the toxins in the water, and then you're good.
Well, hot. You ever have the hose water right when it's been melting in like 100?
Yeah,
you just get a face full of scalding water. You're like,
I bottle it.
You bottle that up.
I bottle it.
I've come back from a run panting. Just
I bottle
to,
it. I have a bunch of that stuff in an incubator at home.
We
I
had
keep
a well
it at 90.
When I was a kid.
You had a well. Get the
you
fuck
don't
out.
Want anything
yeah,
to
we
die.
Had a well, dude. Wells are the best, dude. If you get a land with a well right now, people are into it because the fluoride shit and stuff. They don't like it anymore. So if you buy land with a well, people are like, fuck yeah, dude, I want to live there. Then you just get, I don't know what you get.
Did your
water table's supposed to be good.
Did your family build the well, or is it there before?
My family built the wall.
It was tapped. It was tapped when they bought the house. It's so like a guy with a truck comes out and just drills a big hole in the ground until he hits water. I don't know how he knows where to drill. But they do that, and then above that you put like a mechanical thing that just goes up and down and an electric motor, you know what I mean? And then there's just a bunch of freaking one-way valves all the way down a tube, and it just sucks water up and stores it in a tank.
That's sick.
Yeah. Nothing that can be done.
And then you just have a big tank of water in your basement, so your house is normal, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It works pretty good. I like it. And I never had a single cavity until we started drinking not well water, because mm-hmm. my dad started working with some doctor who was like, there's a lot of pesticide, which might probably have been true. There might have
I'm
been
off water completely pesticide. At this point.
You are off water.
My
you're
body on a Red Bull rejects diet. Water.
There's a Red Bull in there, I think.
I'll finish this Red Bull.
It's a sugar
and then,
Red Bull.
It's a
you
sugar
need to
Red
have,
Bull.
I think, what is it? They say 2 gallons a day of Red Bull to stay hydrated. I usually have one of those.
I've heard 32 ounces.
32 Full ounces throttle. Of Red Bull.
But day, you also dude. Get a vitamin yeah. water, and you get a zero.
Yeah, and then
vitamin.
A vitamin water to neutralize.
You got to try the Full Throttles, dude. They taste like green and yellow gummy worms.
Do you have one on you? Because I don't think
that sounds
good.
Green and yellow gummy worms.
I'll tell you
They're
what
great,
what the worst
They're
energy drink was Rockstar.
You should crack open that mango passion fruit and give us a live reaction.
Live react. Unboxing.
Celsius.
The healthiest.
All right, let's see if we can pronounce everything in it. It has carbonated water, familiar.
There you go.
Citric acid, taurine. These are all food pyramid things.
Taurine.
Vegetable juice. And then in parentheses it says color. So they put some color in it.
Yeah, it's colored.
Guarana seed extract. That sounds really good for you. green tea extract, familiar. Yeah, caffeine. Essential. That's essential, actually. What percentage of your daily necessary caffeine is it? let's see here. Ginger root sucralose. That's good. Here's one. This
is fucking great pod.
Glucuronolactone.
See, now
you see
drinking
the, now
some glucose. Glucose.
The glucose. But you're
niacinamide. That can't be good.
That can't be good, dude.
Cyanobosalamin. Dude, that one's insane.
Anything that ends in "ide," I don't like.
No.
Yeah.
Says, it says 2 grams of pure formaldehyde.
Formaldehyde, ide. See, I'm telling you, these ides can't be trusted.
I would drink fluorine. I would not drink fluoride.
I will say this: see? It tastes good.
Yeah. I know you're. Loving
I just took
it
a sip.
It tastes great.
It tastes good. That's a good taste.
Zero calories.
It's the only Celsius.
Zero calories. Tons of glucose.
Because it's all chemicals your body can't digest. That's what's great about it.
You will sweat and it will stink, but that's good. That's how you know it's left.
Oh, dude, do you ever drink box wine when you were in your drinking days?
Yeah, I mean,
box
know.
Wine has a sulfates in it, I guess, because it's made, it's artificially sped up the process for a fermentation or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They store in your fat cells. So the next day when you drink like 3 glasses of water real quick in the morning, you get another drunk for about an hour. It's pretty great. I'm not going to lie.
Wow.
It's a good
one time
way for a hangover.
I was on stage. This was recent. And I asked a pregnant lady if I could do a slap bag and drink out of her breasts.
That's what I'm talking about, dude. We used to slap the bag too, man.
Yeah, do a little slap
on
bag.
On that nudist show?
No, this was at Willow. Just some poor lady.
This was at Willow Tuesday night. I did this bit
like 3 weeks ago, yeah.
Yeah, you
I said
slap
I wanted to put
bag,
it on my
dude.
Cereal. This poor lady was just in there trying to eat while her
this
husband drinks.
My lady parts. I like that last tag. I like that.
She laughed. She was a good sport. Like she was. I mean, the only reason I knew she was lactating is she yelled something out about it, and then I was like, "How about I drink from them big old milk?"
Yeah,
bags?
Straight off the tap.
Oh yep. Shit! Backyard sports reboot announced.
Let's go.
I don't know.
Let's go.
I don't know what that is.
It's like the
Backyard
guy.
Backyard Sports.
The video game.
Yeah, like the little.
Yeah, like yeah. Pablo Sanchez.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Pablo Escobar. Oh,
I thought you were gonna say like live action, and I was like, I'll get into a wiffle ball league tonight. What are you doing there, Doug?
Pulling out this dictionary. Anybody interested? Nate, do you know how the game works?
Yeah, Blake actually taught me the rules.
See,
of the
I forgot
game.
About the marketplace one.
Marketplace is fun, dude.
I have some great. I have some great marketplace finds. Let's see.
My marketplace is always popping.
Let's see what I got in the
Everyone
gallery.
Pull a marketplace on your phone.
No. Well, you can do that.
Well, that's how we do it. If you get the question right,
you can look
or
up
win.
You whatever. Can look up Temu products or something if
you're
you
next.
Oh, I got a great one already.
Let's see here. Where's my shit?
I don't know this game. This game, I'm
who wants to go first?
I don't
basically
know
what, closest price wins.
I don't know.
If you're closest to the price, you win the item. You don't get the item.
Okay.
But you win, and then it's your turn to pick an item.
All right, I understand.
All right, well, this is difficult. Oh, I guess we just cover the price with our finger.
Or you open up the picture.
Yeah.
And you want to show it to him.
Gotcha. That makes sense.
I can go first.
All right. Go first. And guys, it doesn't have to be the perfect product. This is like the price is right.
Okay.
Right?
The listing title is Creepy Monkey Statue.
Nice. Mm-hmm. All right. Looking at it.
Oh, I have one of those.
It's about an edge. It's about 3 bricks high. It does have some fur.
It looks as though there's a slight damage to the right deltoid of the monkey.
I'm going to
see there.
Can I get who goes first then? Do you move to your right or your left?
How many feet big is it?
We'll go clockwise.
Nate, you're up to bat. What do you think the creepy monkey's worth? You have one.
It's a monkey statue. It's around 2 feet tall.
Exactly. This is not an 8-inch
It's a solid wood carving. Arm once came apart, but was re-glued.
Okay.
Says, might contain evil spirits.
I was about to ask.
I don't know if that's money off.
What neighborhood?
Or if that's extra money. Neighborhood is Brentwood. Don Brentwood.
Brentwood.
Don
I don't
Brentwood.
Know Brentwood.
It's
okay.
Don Brentwood.
Did they say the type of?
He's got a labrum tear. So
is that a hardwood? Am I getting oak?
I'm guessing.
Am I getting hickory?
It doesn't say. It's
doesn't
a solid
say.
Wood. It does not
it
say
break.
Whether it's
it
pine. It broke.
Exactly.
It's probably not
it's
pine.
Cheap wood. It's cheap wood. Is where I'm. I would.
So what would you say a cheap monkey's worth?
It's 2 feet
tall.
Wait,
no. Remember, we wrote down the prices. We need paper.
Oh yeah. Shit. You can't be judging.
$1 your ass and fuck you.
We need more supplies.
There's pens in the middle.
Yeah, we got to still incorporate the
bell
somehow.
Yeah, the bell. Just make sure you ring the bell once in a while. Hey, do you have my rotos, bro?
Your what?
My eyedroppers.
For all the folks that don't have video on this pod,
no one
Blake
does.
Did some menthol eye drops, and
there's some paper there, yellow.
Threw up.
and he threw up a little bit, and his eyes have been twitching ever since.
Who's got a pen for the bone?
He's shemmy eyes, as we call in the industry right now.
All right, everybody write down your monkey price.
Everybody write down the price of a solid wood monkey.
Trevor knows it, obviously doesn't get to play. Winner picks ad. All right, I have my number. What do you got, Nate? You're first to reveal.
First to reveal, I went 119.29.
Whoa, $119.
It's a 2 foot tall wooden monkey, and I think
Holy
we need to.
Shit. All right.
I think we're
that
underestimating.
Is big. That is a big monkey. They did care enough to repair it. That means it seems like it
I
could
think
be.
Curse adds value in this
we
situation.
Put the link
curse
to
could
all
actually
the products
add value.
And,
or this person is tired of being haunted and wants it the fuck out
well,
of
that's
their house.
The whole
well, that
thing.
Would be. No, because then
they can't just throw it away. It keeps coming back.
That's what I'm saying. I would go 119.29 because then it's like, oh, like it, you know, they're.
Some people
joking.
Are willing to roll the dice, and they want it.
No, but you have to, like, if it was, like, $10, you know, it's still a 2 foot tall,
I
solid wooden monkey.
I went $15.
Yeah, it might be free.
I went $15.
It's haunted.
Oh, I went $15. What do you got, Blake?
I went $45.
What's it worth?
$45. What did you say?
$15.
It is $40. Blake is really
Blake.
Good at a bargain hunt, dude.
All right, cross off your number so you can't be using it again.
And don't pick properties. I hate that. You guys made
well,
me feel
no, we
so
round,
dumb.
We round everything. Oh, yeah, it doesn't matter. It's just points.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to keep points.
No, we don't do the I mean, we didn't figure out a
that's
surefire
one point, Blake.
Point.
It's 1 point Blake.
1 point Blake. Yeah, that's the way to do it. Check mark next to the guess. Keeping stats.
Go ahead.
Who's up? Who's
go
up?
Ahead with your
ad. Oh, I gotta go?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Stripper pole. Use stripper pole. I cleaned it with bleach.
What neighborhood? No, you don't have to look right now. Let me look at the pics.
They show you on a ruler. It looks like it is about...
It'll say in the description.
I can't read the ruler. It does, I read the whole description.
The whole description.
It was cleaned with bleach.
Cleaned with bleach. That is important. Let's not overlook these things.
It looks like it's probably six.
Can I ask the name of the seller, please?
Okay.
Name of the seller.
93 inches long.
Wow. That's nice good. That's 8 feet or more, I believe. 98 is 8 feet.
It's just short of 8 feet.
That's
just
right.
Short. Just short.
Yep.
Well, you want me to read the name?
I just
want the.
Well, maybe.
Should we investigate? I'll show you a picture of the girl.
Yeah, how about that? That's good. Well, a picture of the seller is nice.
That's pretty good.
Okay.
Picture of the seller.
Thank God she bleached it, dude. Thank God she bleached it.
Ring the bell.
And she lives in McDonald, Pennsylvania.
Did you guys see how it must be a very sturdy pole?
Yeah, because she had some weight, and that was only the face. But you could tell from the face that she was overweight.
Don't point at me.
Show you another product she just sold and tell you the price of that?
No, you can't tell us the price, but you could say she...
Well, she just sold this table.
She sold a table.
Oh,
okay.
Well, that's a nice table.
She's a motivated seller.
And she bleached it, too, the table.
Yeah, she's got quite a few cells.
I am going to write down a number here. We're going to put this conservatively.
Remember, it's cleaned with bleach. It's in Avella, PA, actually.
I have my number. Do you have your number?
I have my number.
I have my number.
All right. Go ahead.
I'm bad at this game.
I went with $60 for the stripper pole.
$60.
That the fat lady is selling.
Nate. $62.
Whoa, damn. I like this. I went $75.
It was $50.
Yes. Oh, we're back.
Nice.
What was it, 50?
50.
I almost went 50. All right, what do we play to? Five?
How about baby shoes? Never
worn.
Yeah,
we'll play to five.
Huh? A little Hemingway?
Let's get back down to market.
I will have you say, I'll let you know this. A listener told me they were very disappointed in us not getting two-stroke on the dictionary game last time. You guys remember the two-stroke debacle?
Oh, yeah.
No one could figure it out. It's a motor. I was reading the fucking stats.
I could see someone who does know that being bothered by the fact that some people wouldn't.
Who's the listener? Do I know the listener?
No, they're from Iowa.
Hello.
Yeah. It is a compound, though, you know, it's...
It was tough. It was tough if you guys have never worked with an engine ever. It's probably the thing. All right, so who's up to bat?
I'm going to pick one.
Oh, you should have one in the cannon, by the way.
Yeah, I know. This is my fault.
Use Trevor's time to get one up. I'm...
Ooh, I got a good one.
I see the stripper pole. See, this isn't fair. We're all looking the same. I'm going to look in a different region so you guys can't get my fucking guesses. Some of the bitches.
All right, I got one.
You're not up. You got to win a big first.
I understand the rules.
What we have is a 1999 original Pepsi cardboard advertisement for Star Wars Phantom Menace.
Oh, all right. How many feet tall?
Approximately 5 feet, 5 inches tall. Right. His finger is slightly damaged. And there's a small mark on some of the edge, but besides that, it's like new.
Okay.
Cash is preferred, but I can do Venmo
as
well.
Which movie?
Star Wars Phantom Menace. This is the guy.
It's just that guy.
The Grotto. That's Grotto.
They stole that from a movie.
That's
theater.
Grotto.
Sentimental value. It's got a good story.
1999.
They have literally had this in their house for 25 years.
That Grotto Grotto is kind of one
of their parting ways with it. They probably got a divorce, and it makes them think of the good old days.
He's kind of racist, Grotto. Do you remember that?
Like, no.
If I was an alien and I came to Earth and I saw that guy speak, I'd be like, "That you guys are
and
racist."
And you used to be able to put a fun racist in a movie, so I come laugh at it.
Yeah.
Grotto is like, he like
or
hits,
agree with.
He hits like the little Anakin.
Exactly. Something for everybody.
He's like, his opening line is that he's a pawn dealer. And
so
he's
you've
like,
decided not to gas Nate. You're just going to riff.
Yeah, I have a price.
That's how he talks.
You got your number?
I got my number. I already have my number.
My number is... Blake.
It goes to Nate.
It's tough because I like don't know if he's just trying to get rid of it or if he's like
don't
go collector's
until he
item.
Tells his number. Get your goddamn thing.
Nate,
right.
Number,
I got it down.
$30. Oh. $30 from Nagvagangjagarga.
$18.
$18 from
Douglas. Oh, man. I want $70.
What the?
What is it worth?
$65.
You're getting it. Let's go.
A man is within $5 of every item on the internet.
You're feeding him. I don't know. There's like collusion between the
another check mark.
How did you freaking
that
do
is
that?
That is crazy.
Stuck it.
It's made out of cardboard.
That impressed me. I didn't think anybody
couldn't
was
think
getting
$65
that.
For. I bet the thing's like 2 feet tall.
It's a collector's item.
It's like part
of a collector's item.
Like
why? It's been in the house for 25 years. You think he's going to get rid of it for $20?
I thought 30, about the 30, 25 30, years a lot.
30.
That really resonated. All right,
I got one.
Ooh.
It's a 1974 Betson Action Claw Machine. We are moving and need to sell this vintage claw machine. The machine works well, was serviced by the previous owner. There's not a warranty or instructions. However, this is a well-known vintage machine and should be easier to find experts who need to service when needed. You must come pick up and we'll need a truck. The machine is all wooden and very heavy, several hundred pounds. Oh, use God. Good color. Oh.
Can I see a picture of this claw machine?
Yeah, we have to see the picture of the claw.
No, that's a real one.
Ooh, that's a real claw.
That's a real claw.
Only one picture, dude. You're not messing around with that.
And the old school ones like that.
You're
you
a good man if
you
have.
You could win every once in a while with the old school.
Oh, you'll win.
Zoom.
You'll win. You're going to sit there all day. You're at home.
There's no toys.
They're your things.
Are there toys in it?
No.
This is a functional machine. Is that
no, they have to. What, functional?
Yes, it's working.
It's a working machine.
This guy just sold a Value City couch. His name is Dustin Cannon.
I did not think that's whose claw machine that would be.
That makes sense to me.
I don't know.
That makes sense to me.
That's the guy who spends time on the boardwalk, you know?
He found it.
All right, our guest is in.
I have my number.
Do you all have their numbers?
Yeah, I got my number in.
Trevor, what's your number? Vending machine claw.
$200.
Nate?
$430.
Damn.
$350.
See, I had that and I changed.
And Trevor got it on the nose. It's $200.
What?
I think he saw it in this marketplace.
I win the claw machine.
That's what I'm saying. We got to get to different regions.
I win the claw machine.
We got to
get a call.
Is that how that works? All right, I already have mine picked. This one's great. Everybody ready? Yoga for the Special Child. It's a book. A therapeutic approach for infants and children with Down syndrome, cerebral palsy, and just general learning disabilities. It's yoga.
Pixar, it didn't happen.
For
dude.
The retarded. I added that. It doesn't say that in the description.
I'm going to, yeah.
This is a book.
No, she
it's
didn't
a book.
Say it.
How many pages?
I need picks.
Yeah,
here's a pick of the book.
Okay, she's pulling the hair of a small girl.
It looks like a woman abusing a child with learning disabilities into a yoga pose.
I got to be honest. I scrolled and I just saw it. I was thinking about taking the point.
I like it. This guy's being honest.
It's $5. It's a $5 book.
Well, it is a $5 book.
Why would you spoil that?
All right, I got another one loaded up ready.
I got to get to a different page here.
A cast iron cow. Did you see this?
No.
I did not.
He's looking, though. He is lying.
It's a cast iron cow.
Okay.
A cow made of cast iron. Description, good shape.
How big?
Yeah, how big?
That's a cast iron cow.
That's pretty big.
There's some shit next to it. I'm trying to find something that you could like gauge the size on. Looks like a pretty big cow. I would say the size of like a family Labrador retriever.
I usually put a TV remote next to it.
Cast iron.
How big is that cow with TV remotes?
It's as big as
it's cast iron. It's painted.
It's like it's as big as a table.
All right.
Wait, I need to think about this.
I have been way off over and over and over.
The monkey was crazy. I've been off with you.
All right.
Cast iron cow. Is everybody ready to fuck?
I am down. Blake?
$40.
$40 for a cast iron cow. How big is this cow? I thought it was huge.
Oh, yeah. I'm probably
we didn't say he's right.
Is he huge?
$100.
Looks like a big cow to me. Cow looks to me about the size of like a family dog, like a big one.
Yeah, that's what I think, too. All right, I put $350. Stuck with my number.
Really? Who would want it, though?
Cast iron's worth a lot.
I knew that was my thought.
$100.
$100. The item And the proud winner taking home a cast iron cow today, it was $125.
Damn,
it's
going to
go to Nagvajarga.
Nate Nagvajarga.
He knows it.
Fucking point on the board.
Oh, finally. Jeez Louise.
Nagvajarga.
I didn't know I was fucking going up against Michael Jordan in this game. All right, here's a good one. Here's a good one. Have you guys seen this one?
Have you seen this?
It's a book, Combat Divisions of World War II.
Very interesting read for old people who have money.
Yes. 1946 booklet of the Army Combat Divisions of World War II in Greensburg, PA. And they say the book is like new.
This is the original World War II era document.
Yes. It's like a booklet. It's just a booklet.
How many pages?
They don't say pages.
Wow. Just one page?
It's a booklet.
Click on the photo.
Click on the photo.
I'm not in Facebook.
Oh, that's all right.
I can only see it from this. I can only see it
from
this.
It's all
right. Okay, here. Cover the price.
I'm covering.
It's just a book.
Just here, a book.
And it's World War II. 46. All right.
Here.
Okay. What was the description? Was anything rare about this book?
Combat Divisions, 1946. Like new.
It just says all the different...
Published by the Army Times in Washington, D.C.
God damn, this is a tough one.
Yes.
That is a really tough one because some of these people are delusional, too. You got to
factor like that. Here's a little Pittsburgh.
All right, I have a number. You guys, we can't take all day on these things. All
right, let's go. All right.
Fuck.
What do you got?
Blake? I went first last time. I can't change the number. 60.
I did $88.
$88.
Thinking
$60.
I went 40 bones.
You'd be correct. It is 20 bones. Oh, you are the closest. Wow.
Fuck, man.
I'm on fire.
Underselling.
You barely earned that one. I got zero points, guys.
Okay, what we have here is a Lego. I love going to the Legos,
dude.
Fucking
die in here.
You have a Lego Transformers 10302 Optimus Prime. It's a 2022 model.
Okay.
In the box?
Pre-owned and displayed. Set is in great condition, 100% complete with all extra pieces and accessories. Local pickup only. It does have what
Optimus
it retails
Prime.
For. Should I tell you that?
No, don't. That's diabolical.
Is that in the description?
It is in the description.
The entire description is at play as long as it doesn't say the price.
It retails
for
$180.
So. Okay.
How much do you think...
It's worth nah.
This asshole's selling it.
Is it in the box? Is it in the box?
He has the box.
He has the box, all the
not
pieces.
It.
This guy took care of this fucking thing.
But is it in or out of the box?
He put it together and displayed it.
He put it together and displayed it.
Oh,
for
goodness.
The man's name is Dennis Kelly. That's his full name.
Picture?
Hold on, I'm trying to find his address.
Not the man of the product.
Oh, all right. I'm going to show you the man, too. There's the product. That's a nice Prime. It's a solid Prime.
Wait, how big is this?
The Prime is...
It's 9 feet tall.
It does not say.
Well, that's a big fucking...
No, it's not. It's not 9 feet tall.
It looks to be...
I got my number.
Honestly, Blake, it looks to be about a foot.
What's it made out of? Fucking Legos?
Legos. It's a Lego kit for 1 foot tall Optimus Prime.
Okay.
Oh, goodness. It's only on display, though, so all the joy of the Legos has been taken away.
It's true. 1,508
pieces. They only get one magic
put
together.
That's a 1,508-piece Lego.
I have my number.
I have my number.
And I'm not budging.
I'm not budging. Right?
Don't try to sway me, all right? I'm not into your fucking communist bullshit, all right? Oh, wait. Is it still about Legos? All right. Quiet. Where's your cricket noise now?
All right.
What's your
name? I'm trying to move this sound thing over to my Facebook app on my home screen so that we can do it. All right. Here we go.
All right. What's your number, Blake?
$140.
I went 100 even.
I went 120. So.
What'd you get?
$80. Mr. Douglas is the winner.
Finally.
Normally, when someone says the retail, they're like,
yes. That's what I needed. Mind. What I needed is the retail.
I
know the markdown.
You big lot guy. You have your eye on the vacant
falling
plots
apart.
Of land.
I've been trying to find my own marketplace items too much. Not locked in on answers.
What are you trying to find right now?
Just a good one.
Someone
missing some of the descriptions.
Someone recently did a knife bit on stage, and I thought
knife
about you.
Bit.
You know how you always want to do your switchblade bit on stage. Where you just take it out?
Yeah, I just take it out and...
Some guy, I think, did it.
It's more just having an accessory up there.
I know. Just when you're kind of, when you're losing them a little bit.
Or when I'm doing great.
Yeah. I mean, I think, I mean, as a...
Preferably, you know, when I'm doing great.
Well, the thing... Yeah, well, I think what I'm saying is it could be like a nice exclamation point. On a great set, then you bring it out, and then they keep going with you. Bang. Another bang. You bomb a little bit, you pull out the knife, then they think, okay.
Well, I'm going to escalate. I'm going to start shadow boxing first.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to start shadow boxing at the audience. That's great. And then I'm going to pull out a blade.
That's what I like, yeah. But I'm saying, like, if you... I think it's a win-win scenario, because it'll... It's kind of like a crush no matter what type of bit. Because if they're on board, they're on board.
You can't go wrong.
Can't miss. For all the listeners that didn't hear that, Trevor said he can't go wrong with pulling a knife and shadowboxing at the audience. And he's buzzing like a bee. His phone is going off.
Trevor, we're going to answer it. Who is it? Oh, I don't fucking know. I knew I'd get you out here quick, though.
Entertainment.
All right, are you ready for this fucking...
I'm ready.
Johnson.
All right, I'm ready.
What do we got? We got...
You guys are going to love this vacant plot of land.
This is a VR... I'll read the description afterward, but it's a VR setup.
Oh, fuck.
All right. This is a treadmill harness that you put yourself into, 360-degree treadmill.
You're going to want to get eyes on this headset. Trevor.
You're bidding on this, Trevor. You got 5, 4,
I had a great sound effect. The thing broke because people keep calling me. Okay, I see her.
This is a VR setup. This is a 360 treadmill there.
Oh, damn, bro. I have no idea if that's $22,000 or $115,000.
That's a harness that hooks to your waist there. And that,
oh, wow.
That allows, this thing is a sex toy. So that lets you run on the 360 treadmill.
Oh.
Yeah, I've seen those.
And then you've got the headset that comes with it. All right.
Doesn't look like a lot. How big is it? Because
it's called a VR headset. I think I'd Index vomit. And treadmill. Cat VR is the company. Barely used. Value Index headset. Controllers, sensors, and towers, as well as Cat VR treadmill. That's all we've got, guys. What's your number? Cat VR. Okay. Thanks for the sound.
That was the sound I was trying to get to.
All
right. It's the timing. It was the good timing right there, though. Mm-hmm. That was the best right there.
What do you got, Nate?
What do you got, Nate?
329.
All right. What do you got?
I got 350.
What do you got?
I went $500 flat.
Take Trevor Austin, $700.
I almost said 700. All right, I'm on fire.
Yeah, you're going off, man.
This.
All right, I have four.
One more, and you're in a fucking victory.
I only have two.
I'm way behind.
I got one, dude. Yeah, I'm fucking one.
I'm flat at one.
Fucking one. You don't even have one on the deck, dude?
No, I've been winning so much, I can't pick
one.
All right,
fun round for whoever gets one first, for God's sakes.
Trevor.
Who doesn't take their phone in the bathroom?
Oh, man, I need to win one. This one's so good.
The marketplace is the best, dude. It really is.
All right, hold on. We're almost at one here.
That's funny. All right, here's something nobody will care. Mini bike, old Honda CT70. Fun round. There you go. That's what it is. They're rare mini bikes. What do you want? What do you think? Good shape. Fun round while Trevor takes for fucking ever. All right.
Pick something good. Your game's on.
$600.
$600 for
Nate.
Ooh,
I like this.
All right. Real round.
Rare original Gujarati sculptured art ceramic 3D Indian wall art. 19 inches of Indian glory.
19 inches isn't very big. I thought it was going to be
magnificent.
We're
going to show you the Indian. That is a real Indian, not a Native American. That is a Indian from America.
That's because that's what it's the artist's vision.
Ooh, look at this. Okay, so it's on a plate, it looks like.
On a plate. I like the plate, dude. You could put whatever you want on that plate.
You can see that it's 3D. It pops out from the wall.
Ooh, do the eyes follow you around the room?
I think that's in the eye of the beholder.
Will it stand on its nose?
We used to have a Jesus that did that.
Does it say something like...
We should call.
We have some questions.
This is a rare and stunning piece of art crafted by Gujarati.
Gujarati.
The 3D Indian wall art is made of high quality ceramic and with intricate details that make it a one of a kind piece. Mm. Its vintage aura
piece
and antique value will add character to any room. Measuring 19 inches in height, length, and diameter. Perfect circle. It is a perfect piece for personal collection or a gift to someone with an eye for beauty.
I have the art, a number.
The art is an original license from Gujarati. making it a valuable item to own. Its frame material is ceramic, and it was manufactured in Canada. The right. arts theme is based on Indian culture, making it a perfect addition to a collection of
this
cultural artifacts or to accentuate with that, a room a, with similar
the more
themes.
More and more they talk,
raise
the more
your price.
It was a man. There's another surprise.
Can I see the guy?
Yeah, I think you need to see Greg Umbras.
Greg Umbras.
White guys for Harris?
We don't know what his deal. Yeah, yes.
No, he would never have a Native American in his home. That's why
it
he's getting
like
rid of it.
He is
right.
one, though. A native.
He's had it for years and
let
just
me
realized.
Let me
oh, yeah, okay.
That seems like
an Indian guy with an unattractive wife.
Is he any guy? I can't see.
I'm guessing yes. He feels native.
Garotti.
All right, Garotti.
Things in common. We both like Jim Brewer, so that's...
That's nice, dude.
Whatever you want. James scribbles out answer.
Fuck. Jim Brewer's...
No Brewer fan selling that for that price.
He knows what he's got.
Fuck.
He knows what he's got.
He said it's a valuable thing. Oh, man.
Hurry the fuck up.
All right.
Dude, me and Nate are out here pumping out deals left and right.
It's not a craft to it.
You got nothing going on, dude. All right, who wants to go
first?
That's
why you both have one.
Who wants to go first?
And it's Nagvangamgangara, because we go clockwise, I think.
301.
301, I like that. 258.
Ooh, 258?
$200.
Blake, son of a bitch, you did it again.
Yes.
$200 even. Damn. Yes!
How much was it?
200 even.
That's fucking good.
I went high.
Yeah, that's what happens when you take Indian your skull. Time.
tell that to Trevor over there, all right?
All right,
well, you have a good one, right? You said you had a good one.
You're not taking your time. You're shooting from the hip like a goddamn businessman.
All right. Engagement ring. 1.1 carat diamond engagement ring, size 5.5. Originally from Reed Jewelers and over 10K. Best offer considered. Now there's a video, and you can see
a video of a ring.
Her hand is shaking. So this happened recently. This might have just happened.
I think I know her. She's
trembling. Well, I'm gonna.
Trevor's like, I've seen that ring.
Engagement ring.
That ring.
Engagement ring with 1 point. Seller.
It says best offer, but does it have a number listed for like the start?
Carol.
And it retailed at 10K.
Is that what
she
it said?
She spent at least 15K
like
on
you,
the lips.
Did you read that? Did you read that somewhere? Did
she
you
said
see
that.
This one?
He said okay.
Retails over 10K.
Over 10K. She doesn't even know exactly
how
much.
She doesn't know.
Dude, that
well,
chick's
how
got a collection of engagement rings.
She has receipts for the tits and the lips.
Yeah.
She does not know exactly how much.
She doesn't really give me. She's more of like a Sasha, not really a Carol.
She
you know what I'm saying? More of like a Sasha.
Couch, king bed,
originally
man. She's 10K. Emptying out her.
She's
originally
the house
10K.
She was gonna have.
That's what she said. Originally 10K.
Over 10K.
Jesus Christ.
Okay.
Fuck. I don't know. Some of these bitches are delusional.
That's ridiculous that it does that. It's like interference. Anyway.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't be. I wouldn't be surprised if she just gave it away. I didn't put that down, but this could be a giveaway type of answer.
It's definitely all right. What do you got? All right, it's me. I went. Is everybody ready?
Yeah.
I went $4,500 from the slut with the ring.
She's a nice lady, man. She seems like a great gal.
I said
6K. 6K.
I said 4K. That's like pawn shop price.
Oh man, I'm crunched.
And it goes to Aaron Douglas on the dot. $4,000.
Close. Whoa. I was close.
Wow, Pawn Star price.
That was easy.
All right, now Trevor and Blake, you're tied up.
No, I only got three. Trev's got four.
That right? was great.
You come got on. Four, right, Trev?
I got Fizz Orb.
Oh, you do have Fizz Orb. And you got to get to five? This is a lot.
Get to Fizz
is...
I don't know. I feel weird about that one because I saw an ad for a ring earlier today, but I thought that ring was $700.
Why are you looking for a ring? You're looking for a ring?
No, they just come across with a suggestion. But that's true. I guess it was suggested for me.
I keep accidentally pressing
it. But I'm wondering,
now.
It wasn't that one.
I didn't mean to see that ring.
You might have to show me a picture of that ring to make sure I didn't see it before. For real.
Douglas, you're the one picking the next item.
Oh, okay. Here it is. It's the perfect. it's the goddamn perfect item. I'm actually so glad I won, even though it might be a thing. All right. So this is a Junkyard Dog 32-ounce glass.
Oh, I got to know.
Original WWF Junkyard Dog 32-ounce glass.
Oh, I got a good one. Dang. I got to win this one, Nate. I'm going to lock in.
Any more description?
I can give you the description.
junkyard
glass. 32 ounce junkyard dog there glass.
32 ounce.
32. So Brian Trevor, you could buy Blair, that and fit all your Red Bulls the guy? For the day in there.
Brian Blair simply has John Wick as his.
It's a good
What's
man.
The quote in the picture?
People hate when you show them how it feels to be treated the way they treat you. And that's Junkyard Dog right there.
So this
there.
Is a man who accepts, oh, also has, expects a good price for his Junkyard Dog cup.
Let's
all right,
see.
I picked yes, my price.
Yes, I picked my price. Well. I picked my price.
All right, let's hear it, guys.
Clockwise.
He's supposed to be broke, though. I'm marking it down.
What you got?
Oh, you wrote an insane number.
What you got?
Blake?
$40.
What you got?
$10.
$30.
Goes to Nate on the nose. $30.
He wants $30 for a fucking junkyard
original.
He's a chip in the rim.
He's a man of character, dude. This guy's
less
a man.
Than a dollar an ounce, man.
He has standards. Come on. And guys, I got.
You treat people the way you want to be treated.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. What he said. He says somebody's going to sell me something I want.
We're going to have a fun one here, guys. 1960s original Pollyanna doll.
What's a Pollyanna doll?
Original Pollyanna doll from 1960.
Is that like one of them early
LGBT
I'm going to
show you
things.
A picture. You're going to see it.
Price.
1960s, selling other Pollyanna places. Doll, selling other places for $79.99. Cash
Whoa,
only.
Okay.
We'll meet at the Target parking lot in Butler, PA.
What'd you say about
Wait,
a
she
price?
Just said she's going to sell it for $90.
No, no. She said that it sells on the internet for $79.
$79.99. And
Let
you guys, I think this... Talk about haunted items.
Let's
talk
take
about,
a look at this freak.
Talk yeah. about haunted items.
Oh.
But she's proud of it.
It's in good. It's in. It's it? In good condition.
The hair looked very
Pretty
fucked up.
Face.
Let me see that again.
Pretty creepy face.
They're not even talking about the hair. Well, obviously, you have to imagine that you know, some people, some
I'm
children
like
have had their way with this.
It hasn't served me well, but I'm going, oh my God, I have a number. Anybody else?
Yeah, I got a number.
Creepy
got
doll. It. Creepy doll.
Creepy doll. Everyone ready?
What is it?
It has toes, too. That's
Trevor.
I went with $45.
I went with $35.
$65.
Blake, you got it. $30. You're five off.
Man, that's not, I might buy that.
I might take it.
Neck and neck between Trevor and Blake. Back four to four. Could be anyone's game.
This is the same price that you would be paying for the...
Trevor, your opportunity
the,
to win the game right now.
It's big because I got Blake out of the game.
All right. Playboy 1977 to 2018 nearly complete collection. Stored inside and box kept for years.
I will say that I saw this before, but I don't know what it costs.
Does he say
I know
how many times he's
know,
masturbated?
Can I say what I know about it?
How so, many pages so, are stuck?
What yeah, I know man. Is it's. I feel like it's a lot.
Only eight pages crinkly.
Let me read.
Only
the
eight crinkly.
I'm assuming it's a lot.
70s editions are a little more beat up with some torn bindings.
Wait till you
but
see the picture.
Pages themselves are still intact. Some missing editions listed below, as well as some extra editions pre-77 I'm including. Everything 1985 and newer is in great condition. Willing to negotiate price. Would rather sell as a full collection, but if you can make an offer on specific issues, I can consider it. Collector editions such as Donald Trump, Jerry Seinfeld, and anniversaries are included in the set.
Wait, there are pictures of a naked Donald Trump?
Message me with
Playgirl.
Any questions.
That's his Playgirl special that he did.
Missing no, editions, the there's like no, 10 no. of them. Extra editions, there was five of them.
I'd love to see these pictures.
All right, let's take a look. I want to see the whole collection. Like, how many issues
that's
is it?
It? That's
I'm going to flip through.
There's the Trump. Oh, all
okay,
right.
That's the boxes.
Is this Zevon?
Oh, shit.
I didn't see it. I didn't see it.
Damn.
Okay.
I didn't see it.
Can you just get... Can you?
Yeah, we're done. We get it.
We get the vibe. It's a lot of Playboys.
All right, a lot of Playboys. Let's go. For how many years? Just give me how many years it's been.
1977 to 2018, nearly complete.
77, 8, 9, 10...
Shit, a nearly complete...
It's 40, so it's almost 40 years of Playboys.
God, does that sound sweet.
40 years,
yeah. 41, whatever.
That sounds sweet to you, Trevor?
And there's one every month. That's a lot of Playboys. Jizzed on, pre-jizz, dude. Yeah. Some of them have
this
to
is
be pre-jizz. Pre-
don't, hey, don't worry, bleached. Don't worry, bleached.
Exactly. God, this is a hard one, for real.
I picked my number.
All right, I have my number.
All right. You ready?
Yeah.
All right, Trev.
I went $500 for those Playboys.
For comedic effects, $690.
Mm. Ooh, that's funny. I went way higher. I went $2,200.
It is $4,000. Yeah,
that's awesome.
I got a point. Fuck yeah, baby.
That rules, man.
Oh,
that's a lot.
That's a low price.
Oh, nice, dude. Fucking A.
All right, you guys are going.
Wow, what a horn dog, dude.
That's amazing.
You guys are going head to head right now.
Yeah, I know. And
I could play spoiler here. If you guys don't.
What's Douglas up to now? Three at least.
Sorry. Yeah, I have three. I have three.
I got four.
I got four, too.
I'm sad on two. I'm sad.
I got a lot of cars. I've been wanting to
win by two.
I've been ice cold lately.
All right, we're going with this. Emotional support chicken nuggets. I will read the description later, but they appear to be handmade.
Okay, so this person is not well.
Yeah, this is.
Is this Hillary? This is. I feel like Andrew Hillary.
We're gonna need to see a picture of the person.
This is the second picture here of the nuggets.
All right. Are they selling all at once?
This is the description.
It's a 10-piece.
Handmade by me, Lil Red's Crochet. Warning: choking hazard. Contains small parts. This item is made with plastic safety eyes. Check for damage before use. Adult supervision required. May not be suitable for children under age of 3. Made by Cassie
Smith. Sold by
Smith.
A company?
It's a kid's toy.
Here she is. Cassie.
Let me get a zoom on the face.
What a sad adult.
Cassie Quilts, guys.
Cassie Quilts.
All right. If you're just listening and you're not on video, you would not bang her.
She makes emotional.
I don't think
under almost any circumstance.
She's very, very white, and her name is Lil Reds. Her company's name is Lil Reds, which I wouldn't have expected. But now I can think maybe it's some other kind of thing. Maybe she's a ginger, and I can't.
Oh, see, because it's tough because she spent so many hours making.
It seems like a per nugget price. All right,
oh,
I'll
she
give
didn't
it,
make
oh,
it.
Oh, per
company.
Nugget.
It's a per nugget price.
Per nugget
it's
price.
A per nugget price.
That's big.
It's a per nugget price, guys. That's what I would think. What do you got, Nate? Per nugget.
I'm sticking with what I wrote.
All right, Trevor, what do you got?
Hold on, I didn't write any.
Per nugget?
Unless you want to go. I don't want to put you on spot as all.
$3.
No. $3 per nugget.
I'm changing because you said per nugget.
What is it?
I said 10.
What do you got?
30.
$5. Point goes to Nate.
Oh!
Absolute
God
cooler.
Damn it,
absolute
dude.
Cooler. That was kind of diabolical.
Yeah, she spent so much time making them, though, probably.
I know.
The lady is insane.
Poor Cassie.
Tough to say.
How hard is it to make an emotional support nugget? That lady's just batshit.
What's she doing?
She's making nuggets, dude.
All right. She's making chicken nuggets that are fake.
All right, Nate, what do you have?
Elvis Presley, You'll Never Walk Alone, cast 2472 LP vinyl.
Oh, vinyl. I thought it was going to be like a figurine.
I don't know how much vinyl
costs. I don't
have
a clue.
Not a never used, never even open.
Okay, so they care about this thing.
We're out in McKeesport, PA.
I want a picture of it.
You're going to see the picture.
And what's it called?
I'll give you the name of the album. Elvis Presley, You'll Never Walk Alone.
All right.
You know, vinyl.
I don't know his work.
Never been sold.
Never open, never.
Never walk alone.
Mint condition Elvis Presley vinyl.
Take a peek at it.
It looks pretty good, but it's Fat Elvis. That should be noted.
I don't think that makes a difference.
It
in
does.
This
Fat
position.
Elvis is not as worth.
1964. 1964. Everyone, get your answers in. This one, I'm not supposed to say anything.
One
else,
record, or, unless it's in the description or the pictures.
He lived well into
the
70s.
Person's name. You can give this person's name and the town it's from, also, if you'd like.
McKeesport.
McKeesport.
I'm going to put...
I don't like...
I got a number.
I wish I could take $5 off it. Going with the gut. Okay, everybody ready?
I can't see. You know me, this thing.
I said $25.
Shit.
Go ahead.
What'd you say?
I said $60.
I said $35. Fuck.
$800.
Oh, fucking way.
Blake is the winner.
$800. It feels wrong being so off like that. Winning with...
God,
$800 they won for
that
fucking
record,
thing.
Fat Elvis? Wow. Fat Elvis? No way, dude.
I thought that was a soundbite. I thought we were really
fast. Is there something where you can look and see how long it's been up for sale?
Only sometimes.
That'd be good.
Sometimes it says how long it's been. Sometimes it doesn't. I don't know why.
Don't let
Imagine they sponsor it and then it's blah, blah, blah. All right, guys. Well, you're the official winner, Blake. We don't have time for dictionary L, so.
Yeah.
Does anybody have anything they want to plug? I'll do my best to get this out in the next day or two.
You know me, man.
Fucking rolling around town. Trevor Austin everywhere.
Yeah, follow Trevor Austin Comedy for all your shit.
That's it.
Yeah. Follow at Nate Nags. Doing
Nate Nags.
Doing Bottle Rocket opening.
That's comical.
Yes.
You're nagging.
Yeah. Because I'm poking you. I'm poking the bear.
Bottle Rocket soon, you said.
Yeah, I'm doing Bottle Rocket this
Bottle
Friday.
Bottle Rocket's a great club here in Pittsburgh.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm doing tomorrow.
Up on the hill.
Doing tomorrow and Saturday, and I have my own show at Bantha Tea Bar, and then you can catch me at the Lincoln Lodge.
Is that no, Will Scriva's show?
September 14th in Chicago.
Lincoln Lodge is a big...
I got shows too, dude.
In Chicago.
Lincoln Lodge
this
is a
month,
great
keeping
venue.
This
keeping
month.
As much work up there. So that's
look at you, Blake. In November, I've got Greg Conant coming to...
That's cool, man. That's good. Cool. That's cool. Yeah. Don't let Blake... Right. Blake is going to...
Say goodbye, everybody.
He's almost out. He's fucking around.
Oh, yeah. Feels good to be rolling again, right? As per usual, we'll try to get more podcasts out. For God's sakes, I should be getting better at this point, right? Easier to get her. Anyway, today on the pod, we did talk a little bit about two different musics I remember, I believe. Fat Elvis and Christian rap that rips. And as much as I love Fat Elvis, I had to go with Christian rap that rips, guys. Our featured artist of the day is a group called Indie Tribe, right? Off of their 2024 album, Indie 500, the song, Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, praise the Lord, make it dope, that's the whole mission. The way the tribe come through, it feel like no limit. They tell you play your cards right, he tell you go fishing. He the truth, see the fruit, this ain't Pulp Fiction. People wanna beef with Dilly, man, that's so silly. You might catch me out with Paris like Nicole Richie. You hit the internet and told them that you so litty. I couldn't find a single fan, I searched the whole city. Hear no evil, speak no evil, that's the code in it. I keep my eyes wide shut like Nicole Kidman. Only Chelsea and my mom say the whole dealing. Had them indie boys so hot, but we cold chilling. Caught a flight to Coachella just to go witness. I might have to hit up Miles just to glow business. Snitches get stitches and I'm playing pro Quidditch. Told on myself and he took the whole sentence. It's official, competition is irrelevant. The upper room ain't got no room for an elephant. Break bread, drink wine, feeling like a meditative. Rainy in Second Testament, feel like a sedative. Alien way that I'm creating all this rhetoric. Damien the way I was rebelling for the hell of it. Hades had me in a headlock and I accepted it. Jehovah grabbed a hold of me and told me that the message is praise the Lord, make it dope, that's the whole mission. Way the tribe come through, it feel like no limit. They tell you play your cards right, he told you go fishing. He the truth, see the fruit, this ain't Pulp Fiction.
Soon as I'm finished on the table saw I sand it well. I ain't got time for fake Bible quotes like Samuel L. If cleanliness was next to godliness and practice, then I highly doubt the one that paved the way would look like John the Baptist. Ironically, the tribe ain't really about no tribalism. Ain't trying to diss a MAGA rapper just to cause division. But I will correct the record if you spark it and you come after my brother on some dumb dogmatic garbage. Use Jehovah's name for clicks after your God King got indicted. Saying I'm a Christian rapper now, why aren't you all excited? Maybe that's because our fans got more discernment than you do. Try to make the scriptures fit into your view, that's a dooku. One hand behind my back, but I'm still swinging like dooku. One time for past associates, you know we salute you. Thanks to YouTube, we got to building our own dreams. First to try to give you half, but now we own the whole thing.
Praise the Lord, make it dope, that's the whole mission. Way the tribe come through, it feel like no limit. They tell you play your cards right, he told you go fishing. He the truth, see the fruit, this ain't Pulp Fiction.
Praise God, make it vibe, that's the tribe pride. If you get bored, we make a wave, we turning the tide. These privileged rappers ain't got skin in the game. They went outside with us, we been spoiling them, spurring a ride. When too many people gas you, it make your head swell. Get a mentor before you lead, you gotta be led well. Holding the water. Decode this and you won't fail. Listen, just cause you got motion, that don't mean that you can sell. Wow. Just because you blow, that don't mean that you got fans. Wow. You write the family matter, that don't mean it's God's plan. Wow. Good, you made it with no handouts, but you didn't, it was God's hand. Cancel them branding meetings until you see God brand. Holy of holies, holy moly, Christian music lost the molar because we bite too much. We fight too much. Uploading stolen songs for profit, copyright too much. Call it a blessing, invite months to copyright with us. God was the top.
God created before he became a savior. Don't gotta take from the traitor. You want it like now or later. We can't let artists be greatest, cause God the artist the greatest. We can't let the devil bait us, convey the greatest, the bait us, the tribe.
Amen. Amen. Amen.